I hate this feeling. I don't know, like I'm damaged or something. Like I'm broken. In a way that just can't be fixed. I have no idea what to do about it. Yeah, I mean, as much as I try, it just feels like it's just not. I'm just not getting better. That the parts that are broken in me are just, like, so shattered that they'll just never be fixed. And I want to feel whole so badly, you know? Like, I don't want to be broken. But I don't know what to do about it either. So I'm stuck in this position where I just feel pain, you know? That all my sharp edges are just poking through my skin. Like a bag full of glass. I know you get it. Yeah, because you felt the same way. So I like talking to you. Feels like you're the only person who gets it. I know, deep sigh. I don't know, there's something about sighing that makes it feel better. Yeah, like you're releasing all the pent up stuff. Just letting it all out. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm doing with you. Because you understand. It took me forever to be open with you. Yeah. I'm sorry for that. I know. My wall was really bad. It was a lifetime of building it. I mean, there's still parts of it that are pretty high. Do you know all the secret passages? All the tricks to get in? You really do, though. Because I wouldn't be here otherwise. I wouldn't be here talking to you otherwise. I appreciate you always being here for me. Yeah. I didn't know where else to go. I didn't know who else to talk to. Yeah, it was just one of those days. I know it gets easier. It's time. Like, time is... Yeah, time is all I have. I'm just tired of waiting for things to feel better. I just want them to be better, which I know is crazy because it's so impatient and it's not how things work. Yeah. I mean, we become too used to instant gratification, to things coming immediately. The idea of working for something sucks. That's the thing, I gotta work for it. If I wanna feel better, I gotta work at it. I mean, I am in little ways, but I gotta take bigger steps, I guess. Perspective is crazy, isn't it? Yeah, because from my point of view, I would say that you're perfect. There's a part of you that needs to change. Of course you'd say that about me, though. Yeah, it's because you're nice. Okay, you're honest, too, but you're also nice. I wouldn't be so forgiving with myself. Okay, fair enough, I never am. It's hard to be. It's so easy to hold a grudge against yourself. Yeah, you spend all your time with them. They're annoying, they bug you. Yeah. I don't know. It's easy to learn to hate yourself. It's so easy. It's way harder to like yourself. It feels impossible to love yourself. is not, that's the trick, ain't it? Figuring out how to. I know. That's where it begins, is forgiveness. I just don't know how to do it. I don't know how to forgive myself. Well. I know I need to. I know I need to. I just don't know how. I want peace so badly. I think that's all I've ever wanted. Was just peace. Like the ability to just breathe easily. And not feel this on your chest. I don't know how people do it. Just breathe easy. Just be okay. You know? It feels like everyone in the world is just okay. And somehow we're the ones that are broken. Which I know isn't true. I know the world is full of broken people. But all their broken bits are behind closed doors. And all we get to see are facades. Beautiful manicured facades. And all the broken pieces are hidden behind the doors. So on the street, as you're walking down the rows upon rows of houses, everything's just perfect. And then we're left to feel like we're the broken ones. These damaged people. I don't know. I know it gets easier. It's easier because I get to talk to you. Because talking to you makes me feel less alone. Less broken. I don't know, there's like this saying about when broken people find each other. Their jagged pieces come together and make something whole. Yeah, or they cut the other, one of the two, but I don't think that's true in our case. Your sharp edges don't cut me. I hope mine never cut you. I never want them to. I don't want anything that's my problem to hurt you. I don't want it to ever hurt anybody. I think that's why I keep them all in. I keep them my problem. You honestly are, though. I don't share this with anyone else. Like, who do I talk to about this stuff? Who can I talk to about this stuff? Like a therapist, I guess, but that's it. Yeah, my trust issues could never. It does feel like therapy talking to you. Yeah. Sometimes it's just nice to know we're not alone. I know it gets better. I know. It's just some days it's harder than others to remember that. To like really sit with it. Yeah. It's just crazy. I don't know how we met. Then when we first interacted, you thought I hated you, and I thought you could care less about me. I'm sorry. I told you a million times I have resting bitch face. Yeah, I look perpetually upset. Well, now you know why. It was never at you, though. No. I mean, now I smile more. And it isn't forced either. It's true. Like, I don't know. You did show me that I was closed off in a lot of ways. And I should be more open. I'm really grateful for that. I'm glad we're friends. I'm glad I can just come over whenever. Yeah. I do feel better. I mean, I don't feel like 100% better, but I definitely do feel better. Yeah, you can. I'm sorry. Are you freezing too? Oh, I didn't mean to hog the blanket. There. No, your bed is super comfy. Yeah, incredibly so. We can watch TV, we can do whatever. I don't really care. You can keep talking if you want. Yeah. What? What do I think about you? I think you're amazing. I think you're wonderful. I think you're really great. Why? No, there's clearly, okay, look at me. There's clearly a reason what's going on. No, I don't think you're undateable. Why would you think that? Well, those guys are idiots. They are. Because you're not. The thing is, you're really wonderful. Beyond wonderful. I really mean that. I do. Yeah. See? I really mean it.